Here's the world's David LaValle with more on the man whose name is on the new space telescope.
Manfred Fischer is an authority on the 16th century astronomer Johannes Kepler. He's director of the Kepler Museum.
The Kepler Museum is located in Leiderstadt, in the house where Johannes Kepler was born.
Kepler was born in 1571, and Wilderstadt in southern Germany is the answer to the geoquiz. There's also an observatory in town and a monument in Wilderstadt's Market Square, all to honor the astronomer who was the first to explain the movement of planets around the sun. Kepler's natural laws apply to planets, comets, asteroids, and satellites, a term he coined. His first law says planets move in ellipses around the sun. We'll skip the second law. The third law says that, quote, the squares of the periodic times are to each other as the cubes of the mean distances. In other words, planets farther out from the sun take much longer to complete an orbit. And by knowing how long an orbit takes, you can calculate a planet's distance from the sun. Now, the Kepler telescope will look for planets around other stars by detecting the dimming that occurs when those planets pass by in front of the stars. Kepler's third law can then be used to figure out if those planets are in an orbit that could allow for life.
With the help of this third law, one can, based on the observations of the Kepler missions, directly calculate whether these planets, which will be observed, hopefully, from the photometer of the Kepler mission, are similar to Earth or not.
The Kepler telescope will look into a corner of the Milky Way galaxy. The telescope and its 95-megapixel camera is the largest ever flown into space. It's the first instrument that's capable of detecting Earth-like planets around other stars.
We're looking at stars that are in the region of about 600 light-years to 6,000 light-years away.
Nick Gautier is a project scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He's at Cape Canaveral to watch the launch. He says the Kepler probe may or may not find other planets like Earth out there.
Doesn't make any difference exactly what the answer is going to be. It's going to be extremely significant no matter what. If we find lots of them, then there's some reason to believe that there might be other life out there. If we don't find very many, then, we might be alone.
Back in Wilderstadt, Germany, local astronomers will gather tonight at the Kepler Observatory to celebrate what they call a scientific and historic mission as the Kepler telescope blasts into space. For The World, I'm David LaValle.